Hi, everybody. My name is Odi Santibanez.
And I'm Aaron Tolentino, and we both serve in GCI Philippines.
Aaron, I've heard recently from my son that you've been looking for a new pair of athletic shoes. What's up? Are you trying to recapture something?
I'm not sure about recapturing something with the old age that I feel, or at least I feel that I'm getting old, but I've started playing basketball more regularly now, and I thought I wanted to buy a decent pair of basketball shoes, and I asked some people some advice, and I bought a good one, and that's what I'm using, and it's been fun.
Fantastic.
So we're here to talk about mentoring and how is it important in the life of a Christian and as Christian leaders. And so with that, Odi, would you mind talking about mentoring as a ministry? And what does it mean when it comes to following in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ?
You mentioned mentoring as a ministry. I think that's an accurate way of putting it, that when we do mentoring, it is a ministry. It is a service to our Lord Jesus Christ and a service to the church. And then you mentioned about mentoring being following in the footsteps of Jesus. There is an assumption there that we are followers of Jesus. And as followers of Jesus, we want to follow, imitate what He is doing, or what He was doing. And mentoring is something that Jesus has been doing with His disciples. So as followers of Jesus, we are following the mentoring style of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we participate in mentoring, we are not just fulfilling a command that Jesus said we should go about in making disciples or making ourselves available as mentors. We are also participating in God's great plan of bringing new disciples into His kingdom. And in the church setting, mentoring is crucial, not only for discipleship, but also for leadership development.
Amen. Amen. You mentioned, especially in the last line, you mentioned about mentoring as a crucial part of discipleship and leadership development. And a lot of times, people might think that, you know, leadership development or discipleship is all about passing information. But a lot of it happens in the mentoring relationship one would have with another person. So, good thought. Kyodi, could you share some of the ways we see mentoring in the life of Jesus?
Yes, we read from Scripture that Jesus indeed invested time and relational connections with His disciples in His way of providing mentoring to the disciples. One of the things I see as a great example that Jesus did is even after His resurrection, He still spent that mentoring time with the disciples. In John 21, it mentions in there that the disciples, I think there were seven of them, they were out fishing. And here comes Jesus. Scripture says that it's His third time in making an appearance after His death and resurrection. And He calls the disciples over to have breakfast.
Right.
I can imagine during that time, the mental and emotional state of the disciples. They've just seen a traumatic event in the life of Jesus. They all ran away. Yeah. So there must have been a sense of failure, of messing up. And here comes Jesus just inviting them to have a meal over with fish and bread. I think it's a beautiful way of Jesus showing high support. He didn't write off the disciples just because they messed up. And then it also mentions that right after breakfast, He addresses Simon Peter and said, "Simon Peter, do you love me?" And that's another illustration where, together with high support, that Jesus gives them high challenge, giving the mandate that Simon Peter should lead in taking care of the sheep and the lambs. So those are beautiful ways wherein Jesus showed in real form how He did it, something we should all follow.
Amen. Amen. thank you for bringing up that story. And in that moment, you see that Jesus was giving instructions. He was even, you know, giving a mandate to Peter on the ministry that he will have to take on. But all those things were happening in the context of a life-on-life mentoring that Jesus had with his disciples. Kyodi, can you cite some other examples in the scripture in the Bible where there was mentoring, where there is passing on of one faith to the next, and what can we learn from those instances?
I think a standout example from the Old Testament is between Elijah and Elisha. Then when we go to the New Testament, we see Paul and Timothy. Now, both instances, we see a wonderful relationship of mentoring, wherein there's a spending of time together, there is companionship. So there is an atmosphere that was created by the relationship, wherein they have opportunity to observe one another, mm-hmm. and learn from each other. We also get a sense that there is trust and respect. And we also see that in that mentoring relationship with Elisha and with Timothy, there is an increasing, a progression of their responsibility growing over time. Mm-hmm. And then one more is that in the Great Commission itself, Matthew 28:19-20, we see in there a principle of mentoring. It might as well could be said this way: therefore, go and be a mentor. Come alongside other people and help them along to be followers of Jesus. It's a mentoring scripture.
I like your Bible version because when you read the Great Commission, when you read the passage, it doesn't automatically come out that personal, relational aspect of making disciples. Usually when we think of making disciples, it usually comes up is more of, you know, passing information or talking about the truth, which are very important in making disciples. But we have to remember that Jesus spent years with his disciples and took care of them. And as he gave the mandate, it's happening within that context of Jesus who has mentored them for years. So thank you for that. Any final thoughts you would like to leave with us and to the people who's going to watch this video?
I'd like to say that mentoring in the past for me was more of just an idea, and not something that was a regular rhythm and a natural part of church life. And it's something that I think our church is encouraging us, that mentoring, having solid theology from Scripture, we see that in the Old Testament, we see that in the New Testament, we see that in our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are His followers, that mentoring will not just be an idea that is just up here, that it becomes a practice in our church, reflecting that indeed Jesus' approach with His disciples was one of leading and inspiring them, walking alongside them in their journey of faith. And I think it's also good to remember that a good mentor isn't a perfect expert. They're also a fellow traveler in the road of faith. And just being committed to one another in our growth, in our deepening of our relationship with Jesus Christ, and the unique ways that our Lord Jesus Christ is growing each one of us individually. Mm-hmm. So I pray that many more GCI members would consider to proactively initiate themselves to become a mentor, to impact someone's life and join God's grand plan in making new disciples, developing leaders. Mm. I hope they start today.
Amen. And that's our hope. That's our prayer. The more and more people, more and more of our leaders would engage in mentoring, because mentoring is really participating in the ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus.